Look in your Bibles to the book of the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon this morning and chapter 2. We want to read just a few verses and then we'll pray. Try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. And I tell you, I am glad the Lord allows us the opportunity on His day, the Lord's day, to be in His house. Amen. And I'm glad for the first day. One fellow said like this, the first day's the best day. And I agree with that so very much. Let's stand this morning, you're willing and able. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay with me, flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roads and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till He please. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the reading of the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes that you'd bind and hold back the forces of the enemy. I pray your Word, I pray your Spirit would have freedom to work in hearts and lives today. Father, I realize as I stand here that I'm unable of myself to help anybody, but I'm glad that your Word, your Spirit is able to do great and mighty things. Help us, Lord, this morning. Touch these lips of clay. Give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Save that soul that's lost. Help us as your people. I pray, God, that you'd help me. Lord, just encourage the hearts of your people. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. I've read to you in a book that is very often misunderstood and misapplied and misinterpreted. For there is those that are lost and their minds are darkened by sin that look at this book as a book of perversion and lust, but it's not. It is a book about love. And not only is it in a physical sense about love in this book, but there is the spiritual application of the love of God for the nation of Israel. And may I say this, and hear me well, God still loves the Jews, still loves his nation, the nation of Israel. They are the apple of his eye. If we are anyone that would mess with Israel, then you're messing with God himself. And so understand this book, an application can be applied to God's love for Israel. But I believe also, and this is where I'll major today, I believe that you can see the love of Christ for the church, for those of us who are saved by the grace of God. I'm glad to tell you that God loves you. I'm glad Jesus loves you. Matter of fact, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and it's because of the motivating factor of God's great love for man. Oh, friend, today, if you're not saved, I'm telling you, God loved you enough to send Jesus, and Jesus loved you enough to give his life, and the Holy Ghost loves you enough to deal your heart and draw you to Christ. I'm glad for the love that Christ has for fallen man. Oh, friend, today we find in this great book the shepherd and the Shulamite in their love. And she talked about being sick of love. I mean, she is consumed with her shepherd, with her beloved. Oh, friend, I began looking at this book and looking at a verse. And I want you to look back at verse 4 this morning where the Bible says in verse 4, he brought me to the banqueting house and his banner over me was love. I'm interested in that last phrase where the writer said, and his banner over me was love. Now, I'm going to preach the Lord helping me just a moment or two on this subject of the Lord's banner. The Lord's banner. For we find he talks about his banner over me is love. Now, what is the banner, preacher? Well, it's a flag. It's a standard. It's a streamer. Just as our flag today, our friend, represents the United States of America. Hey, I'm glad I know that my beloved's banner flies over me, that I belong to him and he to me. Hey, there's nothing more important. There's nothing greater than being in the family of God, understanding the love of God for you. Oh, friend, this Shulamite, I was bragging and was excited that his banner over her was love. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm not kicked to the side and you're not kicked to the side, but his banner over us is love today. Oh, I'm glad and I bless his name for it. As I said, our flag is a banner, is a standard. Hey, I got thinking about a flag and about the Lord's banner, the Lord's flag. I look at five things and I'll be done. Just as a way of encouraging you, I know as you're out in the world working at other things in your life that presses you down, sometimes we forget how much the Lord loves us and we forget how the Lord is on our side and he takes care of us and he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Oh, friend, today, can I say, first of all, the Lord's banner is a representing banner. As that flag represents our country and our leaders. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it, and I ain't afraid to say it. If you don't love this country, leave it. I believe we can get you an offering for a plane ticket today one way. Amen. Hey, we're not perfect. I admit that. But buddy, it's the greatest nation in the world. God's blessing's been upon us. God's shine upon us and helped us from our foundation. I'm glad for the flag of the United States. It represents our people. Oh, it represents freedom. Amen. Hey, I'm glad to tell you that the Lord's banner, it represents a heavenly country and it represents him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, I say again, our nation has its problems and our leaders have their problems, but the Lord's banner, the Lord's standard, the Lord's flag, it represents freedom, a heavenly country where there's no sin and where there is no sorrow and where the King is righteous and holy and altogether lovely today. Oh, friend, the Lord's banner represents that heavenly country. Hey, I've got dual citizenship. I sure do. I'm a citizen of the United States of America, but I'm also a citizen of that heavenly country. Amen. Hey, preacher, what do you know about it? Just what I've read. Amen. I've never been to heaven, but I'm excited about going. Amen. I am heaven bound with the hammer down. Hey, and his banner over me, it's love. It represents that land that we're headed to. It represents the King that loves us and keeps us today. Oh, friend, there's the representing of this banner. Can I say not only does the Lord's banner represent, but let me say number two, it's a rallying banner. For the flag pulls its people together. That flag there's pulled people together in a lot of wars. Amen. From all over this country. Let me say this. When it comes time to fight a war, it ain't about whether you live on the West Coast or the East Coast or up north or down south. That flag pulls the people together. It rallies this country together. Hey, I'll tell you, the Lord's banner rallies too. That's why God's people love each other. That's why we stand together. That's why we serve together. It's the banner of God. Pulls us together. Hey, I'll tell you something. I can get along anybody saved. I may not like all their ways, but I can stand shoulder to shoulder. I can kneel with them and pray. I can worship with. Why? That flag of the Lord, it pulls, it rallies the people of God together today. Hey, I thought about this. When a banner is displayed, a flag is displayed, it not only gathers together, but hey, it gives directions. Hey, a flag in war, it gives direction to the soldiers where to stand, when to march, and whom to follow. Now, not as much now, but in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, there was that standard bearer, the one that carried that flag. And that flag rallied them together, but it also let them know what direction they were going and who they were following after. Hey, that's how the Lord's banner is. I know who my leader is. I know that if I follow him, it's going to be all right. Amen. Hey, now let me say this. It distinguishes one army from another. Amen. I believe folk ought to know who's side Joan. Amen. As sure as I'm not ashamed to wave an American flag and let the world know I belong to the United States of America. I will tell you more so. I am not ashamed to stand and say I love Jesus Christ and that he loves me and I fly under his banner today. Somebody said, preacher, why do you preach like you do? Why do you go like you go? It's because this banner over me is love. It's directing me. It encourages me, but it's rallying us together. Amen. We're not each other's enemy. That's right. Our enemy is the devil. Amen. We, the people of God, ought to always rally together. And that's what the Lord's banner, the Lord's standard, the Lord's flag will do for us. It'll rally us together. Amen. Hey, we see not only the Lord's banner is a representing banner and a rallying banner. But let me say this, for he said his banner that represents and it rallies. But then he said his banner over me. Hey, it is a raised banner. His banner over me. Now, for a flag to be raised in battle means there's been victory. Amen. I think about this verse. I think about what I'm preaching today. And I think about those soldiers on Iwo Jima during the Second World War. Man, that's where that great picture and statue that came from. That represent, hey, they had victory and they began to raise that American flag. Hey, I want to tell you something today. We are not on the losing side. We that are saved, hey, we have victory in Jesus Christ. And his banner raises high. Hey, it's raised over us. Hey, he won the fight. Calvary paid it all. Amen. Hey, that standard is raised up for everybody to see whose side you're on. Hey, I'm not ashamed of him. Now, for some of you, you get nervous when I get stirred up. But I ain't ashamed. Amen. I want everybody to know what flag I'm a flying. Amen. I want it easily seen. Amen. I don't want folk guessing. You reckon he really loves the Lord? You reckon he's a Christian? I don't want him to guess at it. I want him to know it. And if that banner's over you, hey, it's been raised in victory. Hey, and we have victory in Jesus Christ. We are not defeated. We're not going down. We're about to go up. Amen. Hey, the Lord's banner is a representing banner. It is a rallying banner. It is a raised banner. His banner over me was love. But let me say this, number four, it is also a ruling banner. For he said his banner over me was love. You see, the flag lets you know what kind of land you have, country you have. If that flag had a Russian sickle on it, you'd know you're a communist. That's right. If it had a flag of a Muslim country, you know it's Muslim country. That's right. But our flag lets you know we have a democracy and that we're blessed above measure and that there is some rules that we have as a country. Now, I know a lot of folk don't like them anymore, but they're there for a purpose. Amen. And I want to say something right here. When the Lord's banner, his flag is over you, which is love, it's let folk know he rules in your life. Amen. It stands for authority, power, ruling. Amen. For me to say and wave my hands, I'm a Christian. I'm saying I have submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I have. Amen. He rules my life. Amen. He is sitting on the throne of my heart today. Is he on the throne of your heart? Amen. If that banner of love's waving over you, then it's ruling. He is ruling over you. Now, we're in a day folk don't like nobody rule over them, give them no kinds of rules whatsoever. But I'm going to tell you something. Him ruling over me is not a drudgery. I'm not in bondage. Amen. Somebody said, I feel sorry for y'all. Them independent Baptist church, all them rules. Well, I want to say this. The bylaws of a church ain't for sheep but for goats. Amen. You got to corral goats. Sheep just follow the shepherd. Amen. But that book, it has rules. And yes, it's over us, but it ain't bondage. It ain't a hardship. I'm glad that he reigns over me. I've done seen what I can do, and it makes a big mess. Let me ask you something. For Jesus Christ come in your life, how messed up was your life? All them days, some folks say, oh, I was living up doing what I want. Oh, no. You were a slave to sin. You were being reigned over by sin. But thank God when I got saved, hey, the power of sin was broken in my life. And now Jesus Christ rules and reigns in my life. Amen. Hey, that banner means it is a ruling banner. I read something in the Biblical Illustrators. I study in this verse, and I wrote this down. I'm going to read it verbatim. What an encouragement, because I'm telling you, again, I'm not in bondage. I've been set free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. I'm at liberty. That's right. Hey, grace has set me free. Listen to this. Talking about a banner, a flag. We are under his authority and rule. We know that today. But listen to this quote. When a prince, a governor, or monarch unfurls his banner, a flag, over a fortress or citadel, he means thereby to declare his determination to protect that place. As that flag waves in the breeze, it proclaims significantly that all the power and resources of him who it represents are pledged for the defense and safeguard of that fortress. And this is what Jesus means when he unfurls his banner of love over the believing soul. All the resources of omnipotence and all the perfection of an infinite God are enlisted for the safety of that soul. Hey, that country, that flag represents our country with our armies and our leaders. And we know we can be safe while we got a military. But when the flag of God is unfurled over you, all the power of heaven. Amen. All power that is above all power. Amen. It's been moved to your disposal. It is at your, it is a resource for you. I'm glad to tell you that when God is ruling in your life, hey, you've got the power to have victory over sin and over this world, and you can live in victory. Oh, the Lord's banner is a ruling banner. But let me say this, number five. Not only is it represents and it rallies and it's raised and it rules, but it is also a rejoicing banner. He said, and his banner over me was love. The reason I act like I do is the love of God. I never knowed such love until I found out about the love of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. I wasn't being a smart-aleck, but I'm being honest about that. Bitch, you don't like this country, leave it. I still get excited and I see that flag of our country. I hear our national anthem, hair on the back of my neck still stands up. My heart is thrilled and rejoices when I see our flag waving. Amen. Are you hearing me? But I want to tell you, way beyond what that does for me. Hey, when I realize the banner of His love waves over top of me, that's why sometimes I wave my hand, sometimes I shout, sometimes I hop around on one leg, and sometimes I'm apt to run. Why? Because that banner makes my heart rejoice. It thrills me on the inside. Hey, I'm not going to hell anymore. I'm headed for heaven. I've got victory in my heart. I've got peace in my heart. I've got joy in my heart. Hey, that banner, it causes my soul to rejoice today. Oh, we're in a world, they look down and they don't like us very much, but hey, they hated the Lord before they hated us. But that banner, and I know I'm making spiritual application, I know that, but I'm telling you, just something about knowing His banner of love waves over me. I'm glad I'm His and He is mine forever. Amen. I'm glad He loves me and I love Him back. I do. Now He loves me more than I can love Him. I'll be honest about that. He loves me far more than I can love Him. But I want to love Him more. Amen. Oh, thank God for the Lord's banner. You, hey, if you're saved, you're under that flag of heaven. You're underneath the love of an eternal Lord. Died, was buried, rose again, and He lives forevermore. Hey, I'm glad we're under the banner of heaven today. I'm trying on a spiritual note, let me say it like this, to keep the bloodstained banner high. I don't want ever to drop it. I don't want ever become ashamed of this. Now, I'll say this: some of you, a lot of the stuff we do here, you're a little nervous, but hey, hang around. You ever really get a hold of the love of God, it'll do something in you too. It may run out of your eyes and tears. It may make you holler. It may do a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like having the banner of the Lord fly over us. There's a song in the old Red Book, the church hymn, The Last Raised On Us a Boy. There's a song in there entitled, Hold the Fort, For I'm Coming. I used to be embarrassed when they sung it as a boy. You say, why was you embarrassed over that song? It's how they sung it. See, they sung it like they meant it. And they'd get down in that chorus and it'd say, wave the answer back to heaven. And they'd either grab their Bible or that song book or their hand and they'd wave back to heaven while they sung. What they're doing, letting the world know we ain't giving up. We ain't quitting, we ain't compromising. We're going to hold the bloodstained banner up. We're under the flag of heaven and we're not ashamed of it. Amen. Hey, that's why I tell folk along, and I'm going to say this to you, it'd do you well to learn to raise your hand and wave it. You say, well, preacher, I've been tempted to, but I'm a little embarrassed. I help you. Go home tonight when it gets dark. Go in a room where nobody's at and shut the door and cut the lights out. Right there in the dark, raise your hand and do this. Yeah. Try that for a night or two. Then a night or two later, as you raise your hand in the dark and wave it, say amen out loud. It's just you and the Lord in there. Hey, keep that up. Won't be long you get in here. Man, the glory gets to rolling. It won't be long you begin waving your hand in here. You'll learn, hey, it ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Hey, we serve Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's worthy of praise, and He's worthy of our service. Hey, I want to make much of Jesus Christ. Oh, He's worthy today. Father, take the message, use it for Thy honor and Thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what You put on my heart. Lord, I am so glad that I know You and You know me. Lord, I'm glad to be a part of Your family. I'm thankful, Lord God, that You rule and reign in my heart. Lord, help me, Lord, to never be ashamed. Help me always to go forward for Your honor and for Your glory. Lord, we love You because You first loved us. Help us now in this invitation time. Lord, I pray, even in this invitation, may You be exalted, may You be glorified. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord's put on my heart. I know it may be unusual for some, but His banner over me is love. It is good to be an American, but it's much better to be a Christian. I love Him and I praise Him. Maybe there's someone here today say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm lost. Like for you to remember me in prayer. Anybody this morning would lift a hand, preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me. Child of God, don't you be ashamed of the Lord. They ask you if you know the Lord, you tell them, yes, I do. Young people, it's never, don't you ever be ashamed of knowing Jesus Christ. Let's stand. The altar's open. Whatever you need is, I've delivered what's on my heart. You mind the Lord today.